Investment. Walter Bao case, ultimately a plus. Thailand's ongoing court case against Germany's Walter Bao AG will have a positive impact on investor confidence and give the government second thoughts about changing regulations that affect foreign investors' rights in the kingdom, says a leading law firm. Instead of focusing on the negative sentiment the case created, partners at Baker & McKenzie see the legal dispute between the Thai government and the bankrupt German construction firm as setting a standard in terms of foreign investment protection. The case stems from a Thai government contract with the German builder more than 20 years ago to build and operate a tollway to Don Muang Airport. Courts ruled that the Thai government breached several contractual obligations and must pay US$42 million it owes the company. The case became a major diplomatic incident earlier this year when the liquidators of Walter Bao seized a passenger jet belonging to His Royal Highness Crown Prince Maha Vajiralongkorn in Germany in order to enforce their claim. The jet was subsequently released when it was established that the Crown Prince and not the Thai government was the plane's owner. The Walter Bao case has brought about positive results because the firm won the case against the Thai government, says Win Pakdijit, a partner in the dispute resolution group at Baker & McKenzie. Anything that affects investment protection, if the government breaches, it has to pay the compensation. The Walter Bao case was applied under bilateral investment treaties between Thailand and Germany. Such agreements between two countries cover promotion and protection of investments in each other's territory by companies based in either country. Thailand has signed such agreements with 40 countries, including Germany, China, England, Canada, South Korea, Laos, Cambodia, India, the Philippines, and Indonesia. Of the total, 35 have come into effect, according to the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development data, as of June 1st this year. The treaties ensure that foreign investments in Thailand are afforded a degree of protection, and so are Thai investments in other host countries. A number of incidents in recent years raised concerns about investment protection in Thailand, such as the political protests that led to temporary closures of international airports and the Ratchaprasong intersection. Thus far, no cases have been initiated by foreign investors under the treaties, said Mr. Nguyen. Even so, some international investors have approached Baker for consulting related to investment protection. Pisut Atakamon, also a Baker partner, said the Walter Bao case could be a lesson for the Thai government about major policy backtracking. The case indicates that before a significant change of policy, the government should have a second thought, Mr. Pisut said. Thailand has seen some recent policy changes by the government concerning foreign investments, led by policies to promote ethanol production and eco-cars. The Map Thaput impasse, which prompted a court ruling to halt operations of 76 industrial projects in Rayong on environmental grounds, is a major concern of foreign investors here. Laws must have stability and then effective enforcement, both of which have seen an improvement in Thailand, Mr. Nguyen said, but there's room for improvement in both stability and enforcement. At the same time, Thai companies should be aware of protection under bilateral investment treaties before investing abroad. Large Thai corporations have been spreading out their investments overseas. There are also growing investments in neighboring countries such as Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam.